You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Holy Church celebrates one of the great 12 feasts. Really one of the most important of the feasts, we must say. In many ways, we can look at this day as the beginning of our salvation, and such is mentioned in the Tevarim. But what happened at this feast? We all know this is the feast where God forced the Virgin Mary to become his mother. Now, when anybody says something like that, you should say, wait a second, that does not sound very orthodox. I don't think that God forced anybody to do anything. That's what you should say. Probably you are all thinking it in just much too erudite or much too kind to speak up and say that. But I think that it's important for us to check such statements. The Lord did not force the Mother of God to become his mother. Listen to the gospel. Be it unto me according to your word. You see, the angel went through exactly what could happen. What was the plan? But she had to agree. She had to be ready to say that she was going to be the one who was going to be the mother of God. This, I think, brothers and sisters, is so important for us because this is about free will. God does not force anyone to do anything. The angel appeared and said, it will be offered, as most of us do, when the Lord says, here's an opportunity for you. You know what? This doesn't really work with my schedule. I got things to do. You know, I'm busy. Much more important, like, sorry, God, just doesn't work for me. I think this is the most important part of the feast here, brothers and sisters, is that we examine ourselves in the light of the voluntary cross that the Mother of God took upon herself on this day. That we say, not just that we are thankful to her, because this is kind of important. Like, if she would have said no, certainly God would have found a way to make this work, but it would have been a problem. We should be very thankful to her that she agreed to take such a heavy cross upon herself. And it was a very heavy cross that she took upon herself. But we should also, brothers and sisters, examine ourselves and think about the opportunities that the Lord gives us. How often we ask for humility, and then as soon as the opportunity comes, we skate right around it. How often we ask God to give us what's best for our salvation, but when he makes it very clear that that's what it is, we say, you know what, this doesn't really work for me. I'm going to go this way. I think, brothers and sisters, this feast is so important for us because it makes us check ourselves. It makes us really examine ourselves. It makes us really think about what it is that we are doing here on this earth, right? Are we just kind of hanging out until we die? The answer is no, by the way. We are working. We should be working and struggling and trying. How many times, brothers and sisters, have we talked about theosis? How many times have we talked about becoming the children of God? Really, the children of God. Not just some people who think about God on Sunday morning between these certain times, but people who really live a life in accordance with the gospel, who are Christ-centered. How much more Christ-centered can you be than the Mother of God shows that she is here today? And I can hear people thinking, I can't hear, but I assume you are thinking, how will I know? How will I know when the Lord presents this thing to me and I am supposed to follow him? Or when he builds this huge wall of stones to keep me from going down this path and I find a way around it anyway, how will I know? Well, let's look at the Mother of God. How did she know? Like, she was going to the movies mostly and spending a lot of time dancing, going out drinking with her friends. No, of course she wasn't. What did she do with her life? She was dedicated from her earliest life to serve God. She was in the temple. She was praying. She was working for God. She was struggling. She was transforming into a true daughter of God. You see, brothers and sisters, we can't just kind of take a time out and then when the Lord gives us an opportunity, say, okay, now it's time for me to make a huge decision about my life, of which I have prepared not 1 minute, but I'm going to make this huge decision. We need to prepare. We need to spend the time that the Lord gives us wisely on this earth. Does that mean that we ever can't go to the movies? That we ever can't go dancing? Of course not. That's not what it means. But can we be more Christ-centered than we are? Can we prepare ourselves for the next life a little bit more than we are? Can we emulate the Mother of God just a little bit more than we are? I'm not saying that I don't have room to improve. You all know me. You know that I have more room to improve than anyone. I've got a long way to go. But just because the priest needs to work on himself doesn't mean that people don't also. So brothers and sisters, if you remember to pray for the priest who needs prayers, you will already pray. You might as well just keep right on going and read your morning or evening prayers. Or do the prayer of Saint Ephrem. Or open the gospel and read a little bit there. Or say, you know what? I'm a little tired to stand right now. I'm going to open up a spiritual book and sit down and I'm going to read that. You see, brothers and sisters, the Lord is not asking us to say, okay, I have this family, now I will throw it away and I will just dedicate myself 100% to serving God. Being a mother, being a father, being a son or a daughter, that is a good work which is pleasing to God if you make it. Or you can turn it into something that will hurt your salvation if you don't approach it in a Christian way. You see, brothers and sisters, this opportunity that the Lord gave the Mother of God on this day, this is one of those great, big, huge, thunderclap, angels singing, bells ringing, you know, like lights flashing, but that's not usually the way it happens. Usually, we interact with God more like the prophet did when he found the Lord in a cool breeze when he was in the cave. Usually, we interact more with the Lord in a way that we're not quite sure exactly what's happening. But we ask God to help us to trust Him. We ask God to help us to see the path that He is giving for us. We ask God to guide us. And then if we are wrong in our decision, that He will quickly show us. This is often how we interact with God, and that's absolutely fine. But what we don't want to do is be in the position of not being able to hear, of having built up a wall between us and God which is so high and so thick, by not preparing ourselves to interact with Him, to work with Him for our salvation, that we can't bust through that wall. So brothers and sisters, if you've built the wall, let today be the day when you begin to break it down. Let today be the day when you prepare yourself for the interactions with God, which He gives to us many times in our lifetime. Every day, actually, quite honestly. We probably aren't likely to have such an interaction as the Mother of God did when the angel comes down and says, here you go, you need to make a decision. But we have our guardian with us all the time, who is encouraging us to make the right decisions. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to our conscience. Let's listen to what the Lord is giving us for our salvation. And let's sincerely try to follow Him. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then today is not just a day when we can have fish, which is altogether good as far as I'm concerned, but the reason for that is because of the importance of the feast. Today is not just a day where we lessen the fast. Today is a day when we draw nearer to the Lord. And may the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.